order for the Lapine Code Renewal Agency. We'll call the meeting to order. As a point of order,
we said the pledge, right?
Yeah.
We don't need to do that. So we've done that. But we probably should establish a quorum. And let's just state our name as being here and come around the table.
Okay. Ron Alonso, here.
Steve Dodd, here.
Greg Jones, here.
Kathy Egan, here.
Vicki Russell, here. Ann Gaywith, here.
Karen Ward, here.
Sue Martinez, here.
Ken Mullick's here.
Wendy Potok, here.
I'm Dan Varco. I'm here. So the next thing on our agenda would be to appoint a chairperson. So we'll open the floor for nominations for a chairperson.
I would like to nominate Dan Varco for the chairperson. There will be terms, but it would just tie together really nicely.
If that's appropriate, there isn't any reason not to.
There's no wiggle room there.
No wiggle room. Is there any other nominations?
Yeah, good luck.
Is there any seconds? Do we have a second?
I have a second.
Steve seconded it. Okay. Any other comments? Treading water. So let's all favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Okay. So I get to chairperson too. So, presentation of the 2015-2016 budget. Rick, are you doing that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rick. We appointed me the budget officer.
You did. So you're it. Since you're the budget officer.
There was our, we just threw out a pick there for urban renewal. And that's really what kind of urban renewal can be. So, trying to, we'll get more photos of this kind of stuff down the road. You are technically an urban renewal agency. You're going to hear the word urban renewal district. The district is the boundaries. Your urban renewal agency, that's kind of the ORS's calls you, the state laws call you an agency. So the Lapine Urban Renewal Agency. And so I keep catching myself floating back and forth between the names and the acronym, so we probably will try to come up with something. Then they also call them redevelopment commissions. So it could be the Lapine Redevelopment Commission, so it'd be the LRC. You know. But it all is the same. And you can't read it, but you have that in front of you. It's kind of what we talked about already. We had our meeting ahead of time, which would not normally be done that way. We formed the district on June 16th, the council did, 2014, with an ordinance 2014-05. A board of directors was appointed, and you're here to manage the agency. It's comprised of 7 members that include 2 elected city council members. And that's how the council and the plan set it up. And I think the council did a good job with that. This is the first year we'll receive any tax dollars. Elaine Howard was a consultant who actually has now moved to Bend full-time, and then she part-time in Lake Oswego. When we hired her, she lived in Lake Oswego, was part-time in Bend. So she's out there to help us anytime we need her. They kind of came up with the 5 main areas, categories. District identity and transportation improvements. That's kind of gets into the streetscapes and kind of that kind of stuff. Planning and development assistance programs, that gets into the facade, hiring architects to help a business with their facades. Public facilities would be if you help the Parks District, the Fire Department, some of those things, and other infrastructure. The debt service, that's if we borrowed ahead, you know, that's one area. And administration, we're not charging any now. Eventually, you know, there could be some of that. And then the property acquisition, and that would be when you buy up a blighted property. And then what you do is it's a little bit not budgety, but I never really discussed that with you. So what you do is you buy a blighted property. And then you, generally, and this is a little harsh, but after you tear it down. And then you don't like to do it when the old owner's standing there. But you tear it down. And then you own it, a little bit like the industrial park. You then can use that to bait in something you want. So what cities or urban renewal districts do if you always wanted a movie theater, what you would do is go out, you go to a movie theater company, and you say, would you come to LaPine and build a threeplex or a fiveplex? And if you do, we'll give you the land. So you just bought down their costs by a couple hundred grand. That's how you bait them in. It could be a pub. It could be, in the case of Matters, you heard me say, we did a motel. Because we felt that we need, well, we did a movie theater too. But they were 5 years apart. But we did, we started with the motel because we felt that the motel brings more people to your town. They eat in restaurants. They go to bars. They visit everyone. Mm-hmm. They pay transient room tax.
Yep.
So that gives more money into the transient room tax fund, which goes out to community groups. And so with that agreement, they required, it couldn't be a Motel 6 or a Motel 8. It's in a written agreement. You had to build a nicer looking building. You had to build, you had to landscape it better. And you had to build a meeting room for, in the case there, of 200 people. 150 sitting in tables for dinner. And they gave him $525,000 if he did that. And what they did is they gave him $105 a year. Hmm. But how it works is the motel now, once it's built, pays property taxes. The motel pays about $15,000 a year in property taxes. And it, if you figured at 50% occupancy, it paid about $30,000 or something in room tax. So you got $45,000 a year from it. And for 5 years, you gave them $100,000. But in 10 years, it's a wash. Mm-hmm. You now have a motel there that's new and modern. Same principle, the theater. The theater got, I think, $475,000. And they did it $75,000 a year. But then the thing's worth $3 million, and it pays. So, you know, but by controlling land, the Harriman Building in Matters, which some of you have been to that I'm a partner in, that was 7 blighted properties Urban Renewal took out. But individually, you know, you never could get this. It was just a blighted block, call it. And so you went and just said, we're willing to buy you out, and they went in, and they individually negotiated with them, you know, and a couple, three of them at first said, no, I'm not selling. They said, fine. They bought one. And then 6 months later, another one said, you know, I'd like to sell. And then another one. And they did not condemn, they didn't force them. Over a period of 2 years, they're all gone. Then the city came in, Urban Renewal, paid $50,000 and bulldozed it all, flattened it, leveled it, put it on the market, put out an RFP for a development, and you had to do certain things to be eligible. Bend is talking about doing that in their downtown on a block that they have. In fact, the old City Hall block that they bought, and they're getting a person, they wanted a motel, they put in requirements, and they put out an RFP, a request for proposals for developers, but you got to meet certain requirements. That's what Urban Renewal can do. So if you start driving Huntington and you see some kind of things, you know what, this thing is just falling down and it's a blight. You could say, buy it, put it up for sale. Then, if you do sell it, or you can also sell it. If you sell it, that money goes back into Urban Renewal. Now, your pot grows, so you might buy it for $100, resell it for $50, so the difference is only the $50. It's not the $100 you paid for it. Mm-hmm. And so in the case of that, or in Matters, they did all those houses, they spent $1.1 million to buy them and tear them down. They resold the different ones to different people for $700,000. So in a costing them $400,000, but they got rid of basically almost a block. Mm-hmm. So you can see how neat it is and what it can do. Yeah. So that's property acquisition. Since this is our initial year, we don't have much money. You'll see in the budget when we get to it, I put $2,500 for the audit. Unfortunately, we have to have an audit. Maybe the mayor and the council just let us include it in our with our audit costs, and we don't even spend any of this. That's something you guys can do if
there
you want. You know, we just are kind of taking care of it. And as I kind of say here, it's a slow process, and you know, at least figure 3 years, probably don't touch it. That's going to take some discipline. But I think you guys all understand that, but we can work on some other grants. Okay, then you go to the budget, which is a complicated budget. We had 20,000 property taxes in. I put 2,500 to spend on the audit and 2,500 for contract services. That's if we hired an engineer or someone to help us do something. Again, I don't foresee it. So we spent five, gave us 15,000. That's reserved for future. If we don't spend any of that other five, all 20 moves forward. Mm-hmm. And then next year under taxes, say it says 30, we'll have 50. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get lost in the shuffle. It doesn't go to the city. You know, it stays in here. So when you come back next year, you're going to have a number that's two or three times this size. Mm-hmm. And then the next year would be the same. And it just,
yeah.
So that is...
I mean, it's not like our taxes where we pay and we think it's going to one thing, but actually it's going to something else.
That's correct. And to remember, just for a little education, this is, no business has paid more in taxes. How we get that 20 or 30, whatever it comes in, this is a refresher. When we formed, they went out and they, it's called the frozen base. They took the values of your tax values last year, and the assessor then, it's frozen around that boundary. Then they do their normal appraisals they do all throughout the county, and some businesses went up in value and some went down, maybe actually probably none went down, but you know, they went up, you're getting the difference. So the fire department, the city, the county, the schools, everyone gets what they did the year that we're in right now. But next year, you still get that. They're frozen. They don't get an increase. The increases all come to urban renewal. So now with the 20 rooms that was added at the Best Western, that will all come in here. And that's probably part of this. Mm-hmm. When the new title company or credit union gets built, they're going to be assessed at $1 million. They may pay 5,000 a year, 6,000, 7,000 a year property taxes. All of that will come in here.
Anything new?
Anything new within the boundaries comes in here, or any growth of value on existing stuff. Mm-hmm. So no business pays more than they would pay without urban renewal.
Right.
So it's not a tax increase to the businesses. It is one of the neatest programs. Now, who hates it?
The fire department.
Fire department.
We got that, didn't we? Yeah.
The other tax districts, you know. But that's kind of how it works. And it's been around since like the 40s. This is not a new law. There are 100, and I want to say 20 urban renewal districts in the state of Oregon. Bend has two. That's how they funded the business part of
Juniper
Ridge. Mm-hmm. Redmond's downtown, just give you an example, they're redoing their downtown. If you've been down and seen where they put their arch up, and they're going to, now they're starting to do the other one way. $125 million urban renewal going into the downtown Redmond. So Sisters, I don't know how big their plan is. Mattress is $15 million. Prineville does not have one yet. They're the only town in Central Oregon.
Aren't they working on it though?
They are. It's a little controversy because of the taxing districts, and so they're,
but
you know,
the fire department, yeah.
How some of that can be softened to the districts is some of this can be used to help them.
Yes.
You know, with their building upgrades or, you know, whatever.
Yes.
So that's how you present it to help them, by helping us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the other piece that I really liked then when you presented that also was, so we have $7 million. Well, maybe we're partnering and we're using grants and we're partnering with the people in the community. Maybe the $7 million is 25%, you know. So it's really $28 million that's being invested back into our community. Or maybe we decide that we're just $7 million and that's what it is. But to get as big of a bang for our buck as we possibly can is probably the ideal.
And then see, you could also say when this one starts to close down, mm-hmm. you know, it's out there a long time, depends on how fast it grows, but you could go out to Wikia. They could form another one at Wikia. We're probably too small to do two of them. We are too small, I won't say probably. We are too small. But you could go out and say, let's work at the Wikia. and maybe have a $2 or $3 million plan out there, and to do that someday. You know, who knows? That'd be quite a long ways down the road. Mm-hmm. Our industrial park's good, so you know, we don't. But usually, when you have one going, you switch it to somewhere else because people get pretty accustomed to it.
Mm-hmm. So where's the new credit union going?
St. Vinny's.
Across from Bi-Mart, yeah, next to St. Vinny's.
Where?
That lot.
Across from St. Vinny's.
Right in that empty lot there. Mm-hmm.
It's too bad they don't buy the bank that's already up.
Who's doing that?
Credit Union. Mid-Oregon Credit Union.
Yeah. Right down from UConn. So that's the budget.
Good, thank you. Is there any other questions for Rick? Any clarification? So this, just as clarification, this is our proposal for this next fiscal year. We don't know that it's $20,000 for sure. That's a projection.
Right.
Right. And then we'll know that
this
time next year. Okay. Good. And then we'll have...
Well, actually, you know what? We'll know sooner than that. When the November taxes roll around,
yeah,
we'll actually know what's
coming.
We'll
kind of see what's happening.
You know, you get a 6% that don't pay their taxes. Then in the future after that, and you get those paying late taxes. Mm-hmm. But the first year, there's no late taxes, but about 6% of the people don't pay.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Okay.
Until year four.
Right.
Yeah, and it all comes at once.
Okay, so any other questions then for Rick? We good? We'll open it for public comments. Public? Any comments or questions there? No? All right. Then, pardon me?
I got in trouble last time.
Okay. Thank you. We'll accept your passing on that. We're looking then for a motion to approve the budget as it's been presented.
Approve or recommend?
No, they approve it.
Okay.
Yes. A motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion to approve. We have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Greg. So, all in favor then? Any discussion before we go there? Any discussion on that? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's unanimously approved. Anything else for the good of the order?
Good order, just thank you, you know, because it was, I thought mostly it was educational. The budget side, you know, we just had to, but I do appreciate that this many of you took time out to come down to do this, kind of took a lot of notice. And, you know, that was my fault for not realizing. They said, oh, you have to have your separate, I'm like, oh my God, I forgot about that. So it is nice of you to come down, though.
Well, thank you for the work you did do.
Yeah.
For Corey.
Thanks, Corey.
And welcome back, Corey.
Yes.
We understand you're here for the long term now.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, good.
He's here longer than the last two or three Parks Directors.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, there's a benchmark for you.
Okay, well, we will call this meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. She's going to come get your tape off. Don't say anything derogatory while the tape's running.